Thursday night, or L'chafei Nisan, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about fruit juices and the bracha being Shahakol, basically. Simen Mem Nun, Nun Gimel. So we said if you squeeze it out, it's Shahakol. And now he says as follows. Nun Gimel. So he said, Sif Beis says as follows, that even if the derech is to eat it raw, that even if you cook it, you make shahakol. And the chiddush is not just squeezing, but even cooking, which gets out the essence of the fruit much more into the broth, or liquid broth, but still you make shahakol. Avol, but now comes the exception. Avol perish and darkon liyabshon ulavashlon. Apparently, and in the bottom they speak out that the reason this was so common was because the kids are showing up, there was no refrigeration. So it was very common when you had a lot of fruit, you would dry it, it underwent the process of drying, and then when they wanted to eat it, they didn't eat a dried fruit, like we go into a store and we buy dried fruit. They dried it as a way of preservation, to preserve it. And then they would cook it up again, and like get back the moisture into it. And then there would be a rich broth, or there would be a broth. But it was planted with that in mind. It was planted that you're going to do that. And as they knew already that it's, face, you plant a field and it's going to have so many peaches. Like, what are you going to do with all those peaches? Again, no refrigeration or storage, I don't know what, till they sell it, face. It was an amount. So there were fruit that the derech, there would be fruit that the derech in that locale would be. And it was planted. It's a very important point. It's planted al daske. That's what the Mefarshim explained it. Not that you decided to do it after you took in the crop, but you planted it lechatchila with this purpose in mind, that you're going to ultimately cook it. Why are you ultimately going to cook it? Not because you can't eat it raw, like Clay's the old time cauliflower or broccoli or whatever it is, but you would preserve it. So I will perish a darkon liyabshon ulavashlon v'hein shchichos l'rov, and there's a lot of them, that's why v'not luhu, and there was planted a daite dehochi in bishlon, not if you squeeze it out, but if you cook it or you pickle it, let it soak in water for 24 hours. Kedei lechol haperos v'gam lishtos asarotev. So then, notice, I'm not sure why, but if you did it only for the juice, then the juice is still shakol. But if the way, I think, but you're doing it, you're cooking it, kedei lechol haperos v'gam lishtos as a rotev. So then, mevarech al rotev bori priho eitz. And again, that means if you happen to be just drinking the rotev, because if you're eating the fruit, so of course you're going to make a bori. If you're eating the fruit and drinking the rotev, then you're going to make a bori priho eitz on the fruit and nothing on the rotev, because the fruit's going to be the ikker and the rotev is going to be the tofel. And it was planted for that purpose. You need both. You need, it has the chashivas of a fruit that you're going to eat the fruit too. Then, you will have that? You will have that in parentheses? I have it in parentheses. V'achilik shebein zeh l'mashin esbor b'sif aleph, where you're making shahakol and nobody there said anything, any qualifications. Yesh omrim nishum dehosom ein darkam b'kach l'schot as haperos o yirokos l'hotzi meimein v'och a darkam b'kach. I said the second chilik that he's about to say, but first he says, there it's talking about, it's not the usual to squeeze it out. Here it's talking about, this is, it's the derech. The yei shomim shem the yoisa nichnas tama pri vayerik b'mayim shem avashlan olson bohen me'asher hu b'mashke shozov mehen. That right, it's more of the essence of the fruit when you cook it than if it just flows out of it. There's a difference between broth. Broth is when you cook it, and it's tam squeezed. So even the nafkamina would be like oranges which are fruit juice oranges. So according to the first chilik, juice oranges you would make ha'etz on orange juice, on the juice. And according to the second pshat, you would still make shahakol, which we follow the second pshat. The way they say it here is really this is not decided, this shaila, and therefore suffik brachas, so you make shahakol, and the only time you make ho'eitz or ha'adoma is when it's the derech to do it, and you cook it, and it was planted al das kein. It was planted for that purpose. The mail, it's the derech to do it, I guess. That's going to be, of course, it's the derech to do it if you planted it for that purpose. And you cooked it. You didn't squeeze it out. But if you make, but lamaisa lamaskona, he says, if you make a ha'etz on a fruit, on the juice of a fruit orange, which is nikar, it's a fruit orange, it's a juice orange, you make ha'etz b'dieved yoyotze, so you don't have to make another bracha. Of the main kavanas habishul, rak bishul haperis ohi yirakos. Oh, I emphasized the wrong thing apparently. The emphasis was he cooked it for the fruit and the broth, but if the cooking was only for the fruit itself and not for the broth, azay kishayin ochol min haperis vayirakos al shoyisus aroyt nevavad nuberach shakol. Ah, so I made a mistake. That's why he emphasized both. He was emphasizing that he cooked it also to partake of the broth. That was part of the kavana. In other words, if you recook the dried fruit, or if it was planted, al das kein, to recook the dried fruit, and nothing to do with the broth, like it's not in your mind, then the broth doesn't have any chashivas, and if you drink it alone, it's shahakol. Another ingredient, excuse the pun, another ingredient in making the ha'etz, so we have now, it's planted for that purpose. You cooked it. It's planted for that purpose, but that purpose has to include the broth. That's why the broth has the chashivas.
When you want it, when you cook it, you want the broth. But not just who planted it, intended it.
Right, when you cook it, you also have to want the broth, too, right? So then, you make the ha'etz or hadoma. But if you just drink the rotev, if your intention was only the fruit, then in any event, you make shahakol on the rotev. The ambishlan and basar biyachad, afilim kavonos ambishul gam bishul ha'rotev, loylim uvarach ha'rotev shahakol, because you're not really making a bruch on the rotev at all. Ki ha'basar hu ha'ikar. Yeah,
I mean, if there's fruit in it also, or vegetables.
Yeah, but the boss was always because it is, that's the mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.